Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
I've been here one time before when my friend, Pastor Guowei, was speaking to you several months ago.
那么几个月前，当那个郭伟牧师讲到的时候，我有来到这个国语的教会一次。
My wife Frances and I, worked for 12 years in Hong Kong and Macau.
那么我和我的太太 Frances， 我们在台湾和澳门工作过12年。
And so when we were there, we learned the language 广东话。
所以当我们在那儿的时候，我们就学了当地的语言广东话。
So unfortunately, we did not have the opportunity to learn the beautiful language of Mandarin.
但是很可惜的是，没有机会学习这个很优美的语言普通话。
After we worked for 12 years in Hong Kong and Macau, our mission, the Baptist mission, asked us to go work with overseas Chinese, and we worked in several countries.
所以当我们在澳门和香港工作，在澳门工作了十二年以后，我们的这个就是母会让我们去做这些国际学生的工作，所以我们又去了其他几个国家。
And we worked in Chinatown in Paris, France for 6 years. And then we lived in Australia where we worked for 14 years.
所以我们先去了那个巴黎的中国城，在那边工作的6年，然后又去澳大利亚，在那边工作了14年。
And all of the churches we worked in was 广东话。
然后我们所待的教会，他们讲的都是广东话。
But then in Australia, the last few years, we noticed at the university there started to come many, many students from mainland China.
但是在澳大利亚的最后几年，我们就发现那个教会里面，包括学校里面，有越来越多讲普通话的学生。
And so we began to open our home to have Bible study for the students from mainland China.
所以当时我们就打开我们的家，邀请那些从中国来的讲普通话的学生在我们家里面聚会。
And it was wonderful to meet friends from all over China and learn to eat new kinds of food too.
那么很高兴能够遇到就是从各地来的中国的学生，而且能够尝到各地的美食。
So it's wonderful to be with you here this morning.
所以今天早上很开心能够跟大家在一起。
And we know that most Chinese speak Putonghua, so we should have many more, I hope, in the future.
我也知道我们可能这个小组里面基本就是中国大部分人还是讲普通话，所以希望将来有更多的机会在大家当中。
So maybe in a few years we'll have more people here speaking Mandarin than in the English service.
那么可能过几年我们会有更多的讲普通话的人，或者可能有一些人会去英文的这个聚会。
When I was a new missionary, we began to learn the language and the culture of China.
当我刚开始做这个宣教工作的时候，我开始慢慢的学习中国的文化。
And my Chinese teacher told me a story about Confucius.
那我的中文老师就告诉我关于孔子的故事。
He was teaching me about Confucius and the things that he taught about relationships.
那么他就特别告诉我孔子讲到的关于各种的关系。
Like the five important relationships.
孔子特别提到有五个有五种特别重要的关系。
You know, like a father and son, an older brother, younger brother.
比如说父亲跟孩子的关系，长兄跟弟弟的关系。
There was a story, he said, that there was one day a disciple of Confucius who asked Confucius.Question.
那么他就告诉我一个故事，说有一天，孔子的一个弟子就问到孔子。
He asked the master. He said, "What is the correct relationship of people with heaven?"
他就问孔子说，老师，请问就是我们跟天的关系应该是怎样的？
And according to the story, as Confucius thought, well, we can never know enough about relationship on earth.How can we ever know about relationship with heaven?
那么这个故事里面就讲到说，孔子回答他的弟子说，我们连地上的关系都不能完全的去明白，我们怎么能明白我们和天的关系呢？
Today, I want you with me to look into the Bible and look at the correct relationship with heaven.
那今天早上我就想和大家一起来看圣经，我们在圣经里面去寻找我们和天应该是怎样的一个正确的关系。
So this morning, very quickly, we're going to take a trip through the Old Testament, looking at three passages of what is the correct relationship with God.
所以今天早上我们会很快的看到旧约的几处经文，然后来看我们跟神之间的一个关系。
We will see very clearly that in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the great people that are written there, the patriarchs, the beginning of those who had faith, they actually knew very little about God.
我们可以看到在旧约的创世纪里面，我们一开始记载的这些有信仰的人，其实他们对神的了解非常的少。
And you've probably learned about the great people of the Old Testament, say,Abraham and his son Isaac and grandson Jacob.
那么可能大家在旧约里面也都看到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Now we're going to look today at a story about Jacob, the grandson of Abraham.
今天我们读到的这一段经文是关于雅各的，他是那个亚伯拉罕的孙子。
Now I would like you to open up your Bibles or look at the passage.That is found in Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 to 22.
那么如果大家有圣经的话，可以翻开圣经，在创世纪的28:16-22.
We're going to learn about this man Jacob.
我们会来看一下这一位叫雅各的。
Now before we read, I would like to give you a little bit of background of the passage here.
在我们开始读今天的这一段经文之前，我想给大家一点背景。
This man Jacob had a twin brother.
雅各有一个孪生的哥哥。
So his twin brother was firstborn, 哥哥。In Chinese, you know that.
他的这个孪生的哥哥，我刚才已经讲了，因为是他的哥哥。
So we're going to learn that Jacob himself is quite a tricky person.Very dishonest, this man Jacob.
我们可以看到雅各是一个很有小聪明的一个人。
We see in this family that his older brother Esau was a man who liked to go out hunting in the field.
我们知道他的哥哥以扫是一个喜欢去打猎的这样一个人。
But Jacob stayed home mostly with his mother and learned to cook well.
但是雅各呢，大部分的时间都是待在家里面和他妈妈在一起，然后他做饭做得很好。
And when the father Isaac was very old, it was the time for him to give the blessing of inheritance to the older brother.
那么当以扫就是他们的父亲年纪很大的时候，他要给他的儿子祝福，那么通常是会把这个祝福给长子。
But Jacob and his mother thought of a plan.How to steal this birthright, this inheritance from the older brother?
但是呢，雅各和他的妈妈，他们两个人就商量怎么去偷这个长子的名分。
So if you look at the story, we find out that Jacob actually did trick his father, who was blind and didn't know who he was, to give him the blessing of inheritance.
所以，如果我们大家读过旧约的这个故事的话，就知道雅各他确实骗了他的父亲，因为当时他的父亲眼睛已经看不见了，所以他就骗了他的父亲，得到了这样一个长子的名分。
See, the Bible is full of very interesting stories, isn't it?
所以圣经里面我们常常看到有很多有趣的故事。
Just like people today who trick and steal and do wrong things.
就像我们今天的人一样，我们也常常看到有这样。偷窃或者做错误的事情发生。
When the older brother came home, Esau was his name. When he came home and found out that the younger brother stole his inheritance, he was not happy.
所以当以扫从外面回到家，发现他的弟弟雅各已经抢了他的长子的名分的时候，他非常的不高兴。
He was so angry that it was dangerous for Jacob.And Jacob's mother said, "Well, you better run away, or your brother can kill you."
所以看到以撒很不高兴，那么雅各的妈妈就说，你可能要赶紧逃，要不然你的哥哥可能会把你杀了。
And the mother tells Jacob, "You run away far away to the country I came from, and my brother will take care of you. You run away from your brother."
所以雅阁的妈妈说，你就赶紧跑，跑到我以前就是来的那个地方，我的哥哥会照顾好你。
So right here in the Bible passage, we're going to find out that this is the end of the first day of the journey, that Jacob is leaving home, his family behind, and the first day he's in the field by himself.
所以我们现在要读到的这一节这几节经文呢，就是雅各已经从家里面跑出来了，他已经跑了一天，那么这个是在跑了一天之后他所碰到的事情。
That night in the field, he's going to go to sleep. He finds a rock for a pillow and he falls asleep by himself far from home for the first time.
那么他已经跑了一天在旷野当中，然后他就停下来找了一块石头，用这一块石头当作他的枕头，这个也是他第一次离开家来到这样一个旷野当中。
And that night he had an amazing dream. There was like a ladder going all the way to heaven and angels were coming back and forth.
那么这一天晚上呢，他就做了很奇妙的梦，他梦见有一个梯子，这个梯子一直到天上，是一个天梯，然后这个梯子上面就有天使不停地从梯子上面下来，然后再上去。
And God spoke to Jacob and told him the same thing that he told to Abraham and Isaac.
那么在这里神就跟雅各讲话，而且他讲的跟之前和亚伯拉罕和以撒讲的是一样的。
He told him that I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to give to your children and your descendants the land of Israel and there will be many of you.
那么神就告诉他说，我会看顾你，我会让你有很多的子孙。
And when Jacob woke up that next morning, he was so amazed, like, wow, this place is an amazing place.
当第二天雅各醒来的时候，他记得他做的这个梦，就说这个地方非常的神奇。
He was very shocked that God, that the God of his grandfather and father, had spoken to him in this strange place far from home.
他非常惊奇，因为神在他离开家这么远的一个地方。当初跟他的爷爷跟他的爸爸讲话，然后在晚上也透过梦跟他讲话。
And here as we begin to read, we're going to see that Jacob begins to establish for the first time his relationship with God.
那当我们读到这样一段经文的时候，我们就看到雅各在这里第一次跟神开始建立关系。
Let's read here the wordsof Jacob when he begins to speak to God for the very first time.
我们来看看雅各第一次跟神讲话的时候他讲了什么。创世纪28:16-22，雅各一觉醒来说，耶和华居然在这里，我却不知道。他就害怕起来说，这地方何等可畏，这里是上帝的家，是通天的大门。雅各清早起来，把枕的那块石头立成柱子做记号，在上面浇上油。他称那地方为伯特利，那地方以前叫路斯。雅各许愿说，如果上帝与我同在，在路上保护我，供给我衣食，带领我平安地回到父亲的家，我就一定敬畏耶和华为我的上帝。我立为柱子的这块石头必成为上帝的殿，凡你赐给我的，我必把十分之一献给你。
You see in the passage there that Jacob is so surprised, like, wow, I didn't know God was in this place.
所以雅各他醒来以后就非常的惊讶，他不知道耶和华居然在这样一个地方。
Why is he so surprised?
为什么他非常的惊讶呢？
Because people at that time, and Jacob too, they believed that there were many different gods.
因为当时的人，包括雅各在内，他们相信当时有很多的神。
And each god's power and authority was limited to a certain geographical place.
他们相信每一个神，他们的能力都是限定在某一个区域，他们可能对这个区域是有能力的。
So when he is home with his father and family, they worship Jehovah God.
所以当他们在家里面的时候，他们就敬拜耶和华这一位神。
But when you travel away from home to a new place, a new God, you worship that God.
那么当你离开家的时候，可能雅各觉得会碰到另外一位神，要去敬拜另外的一位神。
They did not understand that the God of the Bible's power is over all the earth.
他们没有意识到圣经里面所讲的这一位神，他的权力，他是掌管全地的一位神。
When we read many of the beautiful psalms in the Bible,The Psalms, they understand that God is the God of all the universe.
当我们去读诗篇的时候，我们就发现诗篇里面很多的诗人，他们是明白，他们知道神是掌管整个宇宙的神。
But Jacob did not know that. He thought that God's power was limited to a certain place.
但是雅各当时他不明白，他以为神的权柄只是限于某一个地域。
So here, he's going to begin his conversation with God for the first time, and he makes a vow to God.
所以这里是雅各第一次跟神对话，然后他在这里跟神立了一个约，许愿。
If you look in verse 20,
那么我们来看二十节。
He begins to speak to God.
他就开始跟神讲话。
What is the first word he says to God?
我们看看他跟神说的第一个词是什么。
In English, it's if, I-F, a two-letter tiny word, Chinese rugo, right? You go on, can't read that.
在英文里面的话，就是 if 是一个很简单的词，两个字母 I 和 F。那么中文的话就是如果。
He begins his relationship with a condition, if.And then he lists all the things that he wants from God.
所以他跟神的关系就开始于这样一个如果，就是后面列了很多的条件。
So I'm looking at my Bible here. You look in yours. If now we can write number one. If you will be with me and protect me and watch over me.
然后第一个条件就是说，如果你与我同在，在路上保护我。
What's the next thing? If you give me food to eat.
然后再下面一个条件是什么？供给我衣食。
And clothes to wear.
就是衣服和食物。
And bring me back home safely.
带领我平安地回到父亲的家。
And God, if you will give me all of these things that I want, then I will choose you as my God.
所以神，如果你给我所要求的这一切的话，我就认你为我就敬奉你为我的上帝。
And I will give you offering a 10% of everything I have. I'll give you that if you give me all I want.
而且我会把我所有的十分之一给你，如果你把我要的都给我的话。
Is that the correct relationship with God?
这是和神一个正确的关系吗？
Not at all.
完全不是。
Do you want a friend that says, if you give me everything I want, then I'll be your friend?
你希不希望你是不是希望有这样一位朋友，他跟你说，如果你把我要的东西都给我，我就跟你做朋友。
He doesn't understand who God is.
所以雅各不明白神是谁。
The very breath that we breathe comes from God.
我们连我们的呼吸都是神给我们的。
We owe our life to God.
我们的生命都是神给我们的。
All good things that we have come from God.
我们生命当中所拥有的一切美好的东西都是神给我们的。
Sometimes we think that we can manipulate God and make him give us what we want.
有时候我们觉得我们可以来操纵这样一个上帝，让他给我们所要的东西。
As a new missionary, I remember my first Chinese New Year. It was very interesting, all the different customs.
那么我刚刚开始做宣教士的时候，我记得第一个新年，因为新年有很多习俗，我当时觉得很新奇。
We were in Macau, and Macau is a very traditional old Chinese culture place.
我当时是在澳门，大家也知道澳门是保留了很多中国传统的一个地方。
And some of my friends told me that their parents or grandparents at Chinese New Year, they would have in the kitchen the God of the kitchen.
那么我的朋友就告诉我说，在新年的时候就要在这个厨房里面放一个灶神。
And so they would go and put some honey up on his mouth, so when the God goes back to give a good report to the family.
那么在灶神的这个嘴上面还要涂上一些蜂蜜，这样子灶神到天上去做汇报的时候，就会讲一些好的话。
Of course, in modern times, we all laugh at this story, right?
那么今天我们现代人可能都会听了这个故事，都会觉得很好笑。
But you see, those Chinese were just like Jacob, you know? They're trying to get something from God.
但是我们看到那些年纪大的，对这个习俗很相信的那些人，他们就像我们刚才圣经里面读到的雅各一样，他们希望从神那里面得到很多东西。
Let's look at a different passage in the Bible, in Psalms.
那么现在我们再来看一段经文，是在诗篇当中。
We're going to read just two verses in Psalm 116.
我们会读诗篇116篇的里面两节的经文。
And here we see that the psalmist, the writer of this poem, he already has a relationship with God.
在这里我们看到写这个诗篇的诗人他已经和神建立了一个关系。
He knows that God listens to his prayer.
他知道神听他的祷告。
He is saying that God, you have already listened to my prayer.
所以在这首诗当中他就说神你已经听了我的祷告。
Okay, let's read these two verses, please.
那下面我们一起来读诗篇116篇的1到2节。我爱耶和华，因为他垂听了我的呼求和祷告，所以因为他垂听我的祈求，我一生都要向他祷告。
This relationship here, there are two words that are interesting. Because, 因为, because you have already been good to me, I then will be worshiping you.
那么在这一段关系当中，我们注意到有两个很特别的词。第一个就是因为然后还有所以，因为你听我的祈求，所以我要一生向你祷告。
This is much better than Jacob.
这个已经比雅各要好很多。
But is it enough?
但是已经足够了吗
？To me, it seems like the writer here is saying.God, you have been so kind to me. Now I want to be polite back to you.
这里面好像就是说，神，因为你对我那么好，所以我要回应你，我要也要礼貌的去待神。
You know, this is very Chinese culture, isn't it? When somebody is kind to you, then you give a gift, or you're kind back to them. That's good. That's nice. That's polite.
那么我们其实中国的文化是也是像这样子的，当别人对我们很好的时候，我们要去回报他，我们可能给他送一个小礼物，或者给他做一些其他的事情，这个是一种礼貌性的是很好的一个文化。
But we need to be careful here.
但是在这里我们要特别小心。
Our relationship with God is not based on politeness.
我们跟神之间的关系不仅仅是我们要有礼貌性的。
We don't come to church and worship God or love Him just because He is good to us.
我们来到教会敬拜神，不能仅仅是因为神对我们非常好。
We worship Him because He is God.
我们来敬拜神，因为神他是神。
He's the God of all creation.
他是所有创造界的神。
How can you pay back to God for the blessings He has given us?
我们怎么有办法来回去付清神所给我们的所有的祝福呢
？He gives us life. How can we pay back for our life?
他给了我们生命，我们怎么来偿还神给我们的这样一个生命呢？
And as Christians, we know that God gave everything. He gave His Son to die for us.
作为基督徒，我们知道神甚至将他的独生子的生命都给了我们。
How can we pay back what Jesus did on the cross and suffered for us? We can never pay that back.
我们怎么能去偿还主耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的这一切呢？我们永远也没有办法去偿还。
God's love for us has no condition.
神对我们的爱没有任何的条件。
So this is much better, but not enough.
所以这里已经比前面雅各好很多，但是还不够。
Don't ever think that you're going to try to pay back a debt to God.
我们永远也不要尝试去付清我们欠神的这样一个债。
Now for our last passage, we're going to jump into the books of the prophets.
那么最后一节的经文，我们会跳到那个先知书里面。
This is about 600 years before Jesus.
这个时间的话，大概是在耶稣诞生前600年左右。
We're going to look at some words from a little book written by the prophet Habakkuk.
我们要看的这一段经文是一个很短的先知书哈巴谷书。
And Habakkuk only has 3 chapters.
哈巴谷这一本书呢，里面总共只有三章。
Now, before we read this, I think we need to understand the background of Habakkuk and when he wrote this.
在我们读这段经文之前，我们也要先来了解一下，这一本书的背景，当时是在什么情况下哈巴谷写的这一本书。
He was living in the capital city of Jerusalem.
当时他是住在耶路撒冷首都。
You would not want to live there at that time.
但是当时如果是你的话，你肯定不希望是住在这样一个地方。
It was a terrible time to live and dangerous.
因为当时住在耶路撒冷是一件很危险的事情。
Let me tell you about the horrors of that time.
我来告诉你们为什么当时住在那边很恐怖。
The government.The king of Israel was totally corrupt at that time.
因为当时以色列的政府是非常的腐败。
The people of God, the Jewish people, had begun to worship idols of other countries.
那当时上帝的选民以色列民，他们已经开始敬拜其他的神。
The justice system of the courts was completely corrupt. If you're rich, you can buy whatever decision you want.
而且当时的法律体系，当时的法院也都很腐败。如果你是有钱人的话，你可以付钱得到你想要的审判。
Even the temple in Jerusalem had idols inside the temple at that time.
当时包括耶路撒冷的殿里面都有供奉其他的神。
And God for many years had sent prophet and prophet to warn them, to ask them to come back to youWorship God in the correct way, but they would not listen.
在很长一段时间，神不停地差遣先知去告诉以色列民要敬拜这样一位耶和华的神，但是以色列的民都不愿意听先知跟他们讲的话。
You know the Bible says that God is a very patient God, full of mercy, but His patience has a limit.
大家也都知道，在圣经里面，我们这样的一位神。是非常有耐心的一位神，而且蛮有仁慈，但是他的耐心也是有限的。
And at this time, God's patience had run the limit. No more. God said, punishment will come.
那么在这个时候，神的耐心已经到了尽头。神说，不会再这样了。这些以色列民会被惩罚。
At this time, a great country to the east, the country of Babylon.Was sending soldiers and army, and they had already surrounded the city of Jerusalem.
在这个时候，东方有一个国家叫巴比伦。那么当时巴比伦王国已经派兵包围了耶路撒冷。
And the city of Jerusalem had no more food.
耶路撒冷城里面已经没有食物。
If you open the gate and go out, they'll kill you.
如果你打开门出城的话，那么巴比伦人就会把你杀死。
If you stay inside, you're going to die of hunger.
但是如果你待在城里面的话，你就会因饥饿而死。
The Bible tells us at this time there were stories of parents who said, "This week we'll kill my son and eat him, and next week we'll kill your son and eat him."
我们看到有一些记载说， 当时的父母亲就说，这个星期可能把我自己的儿子杀了，我们可以吃他，然后下个星期可以杀你的儿子，我们可以再吃，把他吃了。
There was nothing in the city and only danger outside.
城里面已经没有任何东西留下来，然后城外也是非常的危险。
And the Bible says that God called the Babylonians, come and punish my people.
圣经里面就记载说，神让巴比伦人从东方过来，要惩罚他自己的子民。
And I think that's a very important warning for us today, even for America.
所以我觉得这对我们今天也是一个警醒，特别包括对我们在美国的人来说。
If we know what is right.And we refuse to do what is right, God will punish. That is a biblical principle.
如果我们知道什么是正确的事，但是我们又不去行神眼中正确的事情，那么神的惩罚会临到我们。
So today we're looking at the correct relationship with God.
这也是圣经里面所教导的。我们今天就来看看什么是跟神之间正确的一个关系。
Let's look at the words of Habakkuk and what he.Spoke to God.
我们下面来看一下哈巴谷书当中，所记载的。
Chapter 3, and go ahead and please read the passage.
三章十七到十八节，我们一起来读。即使无花果树不发芽，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不收成，田地不产粮，圈里没有羊，棚里没有牛，我仍要因耶和华而欢心。
Now here is Habakkuk speaking in a time of an agricultural society.
所以当时哈巴谷书是在一个他写作的时候是在一个农业社会。
And he spoke in a way that the people would understand.
他写的这样一个风格呢，可以说当时的人能够看得明白。
Okay, he talks about there's no more.Fruit. There's no more fruit on the trees.
他就讲到说，树上已经没有任何的果实了。
There are no more animals to eat.
然后也没有可吃的牛羊动物了。
Now, for us modern people, this is a little bit difficult to understand.
对我们现代人来说，这个可能有一点难以理解。
How many people here have a cow in your backyard?
有多少人你的后院养了一头牛的？
Any sheep?
有没有养羊的？
Good, me too. We are modern people.
我也没有，因为我们都是现代人。
So if Habakkuk is speaking to modern people, what could he say here?
所以如果今天哈巴谷对我们现代人讲的话，他会怎么来写？
If I read this, there's no cow in my backyard, I go, oh good, that's fine.
如果我读到这一段经文说，我的后院没有没有那个牛，那我觉得啊，本来我就没有牛，无所谓。
But what if he writes this way? You go to work tomorrow, and your boss tells you we don't need you anymore.
但是如果他换一种方式，今天换一种方式来写，比如说明天你去公司上班，然后老板告诉你说你已经没有工作了。
You lose your job.
你工作丢了。
And you go home and you stop by the bank and you put your ATM card in the bank machine.
然后你就回家，回家的路上你就路过银行，然后把你的那个借记卡就到那放到银行的取款机里面。
And you look there and it says no more funds. Your bank account is empty.
然后你看那个余额，一看你的账户里面已经没有任何的钱了，已经是空账户。
And you drive home in your car and there's The gasoline is almost gone.
然后你就继续开车回家，然后你发现你车里面的油也快没了。
You get home and open the refrigerator. Oh, it's empty.
然后你到了家，打开自己的冰箱，发现冰箱里面也没有吃的了。
Maybe your health is no good anymore.
或者我们的健康也没有了。
So we can understand the situation in modern times. How?Terrible and stressful that would be.
所以作为我们现代人的话，刚才描述的这样一个情境，我们很能理解。如果当我们碰到的时候，我们的压力会有多大？
So what does Habakkuk say in this situation? Even if I don't have anything,
但是我们看到哈巴谷在这样一个情形当中，他在讲什么？他说：“即使我任何东西都没有。
”There are two verses here.
这里面有两节的经文。
In 17, it describes a terrible situation when you have nothing.
在十七节里面就讲到，非常糟糕的一个情况，就是你什么东西都没有。
But in verse 18, it tells us what is going to be the emotion from this prophet here.
但是十八节告诉我们，这样一位先知，他尽管没有任何东西，他自己的一个心态是怎么样的？
Let's read 18 verse together. Can we read that together?
那么我们再一起来读第十八节。我仍要因耶和华而欢心，因拯救我的上帝而喜乐。
Isn't that beautiful?
这是不是非常美好？
That's what I want to be like that.
这就是我希望自己能成为的样式。
I don't want to suffer.
当然我们不喜欢就是有苦难。
We're not inviting suffering, but we want to love God even if all of these terrible things happen.
我们不是刻意的要去邀请多的苦难来到我们的生命当中，但是我们应该是不管有怎样的苦难，我们能够还是因耶和华而喜乐。
I want to be like Habakkuk.
所以我希望能够像哈巴谷的一样。
And I pray that God will help me to love Him in difficult times.
我也祷告求神帮助我在困难的时候，我也能够去爱他。
This is the correct relationship with God.
这是和神之间的一个正确的关系。
And I pray that you and me can discover this deep truth to love God, worship Him even in the bad times.
我也祷告，在座的各位弟兄姐妹和我一样，我们一起能够去学习这样一个真理，即使在困难的时候，也去爱我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.